I've got a guy on the phone. It's Chuck Huber. He's an actor and a director, and he's participating in the anime event. The Airtacon animation event celebrates its 10th year, and it's happening in Croke Park this weekend. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Listen, I'm not. I would be of an age where I wouldn't know an awful lot about anime and all that it entails, like manga and Japanese culture. Can you give us a little bit of info on the background of it before we talk about the convention in Croke Park?
Yeah, sure. Probably the most popular anime most people have heard of nowadays recently is Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball Z, if you say your Z's that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm from Texas, we say Z. But, Japanese cartoons, going all the way back to Speed Racer, are considered anime. And so growing up, I watched, you know, Speed Racer and some of the other ones that came over back in the early 80s, late 70s. But nowadays, Dragon Ball Z, Soul Eater, Bleach, Trigun, these are the ones. They're on usually on Cartoon Network or Toonami or any of the Adult Swim is another one that they're on. And they come over here from Japan, and they tell stories in ways that American cartoons don't tell stories. So they, you know, are real expansive. They can be sci-fi, they can be fantasy, they can be slice of life. And I always say that anime has something in it for everyone. You just have to find the right one, because we'll have fans that are 6 years old and fans that are 106 years old. So
yeah,
something in it for everyone.
Well, what is the attraction to them? What would make a six-year-old kid want to watch anime and that sort of thing instead of watching cartoons produced in our Western culture, for example?
Yeah, the Japanese have a way of telling longer stories. You know, I'd say like American cartoons are more like sitcoms. You know, they just kind of tell these little itty bitty stories, and Japanese anime will tell stories that can go on. I mean, there are some of them have been. There's a Japanese anime called One Piece that has I think it's over 600 episodes now. The way they tell stories, they go a little bit deeper into the magical realism of things. They sort of bend reality in ways. They, you know, they're depending on the anime you're watching, they can be really geared towards more mature audiences, not necessarily meaning that they're not suitable for children, but there are some that are, you know, directed toward kids and some that are directed towards adults. In Japanese culture, the anime, the people who do anime voiceovers like I do here in this, not here, I'm in Ireland right now, but like I do back in the States, they're the some of the biggest stars they have in Japan. So it's one of the most respected art forms they have over in Japan.
Yeah. Okay, well, you just mentioned there that you're an actor, you do voiceovers, and you're also a director. So you direct, how does the direction work for you?
Yeah, I've done some directing with the anime, the voice directing, and I also do direct independent films over in Texas. We make some of our own little movies over there, or web series. And when you're directing Japanese anime, though, you have the cartoon, you have the images, the video images, and then you have the English script that gets adapted. And then you have to get the actors to, fit their particular characterizations into the mouth movements, or the flaps, as we call them, of the Japanese drawings.
Yeah, you got to sync it properly, isn't that right? Synchronization.
Yeah,
has
that's
to be,
correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're over here for the convention, and it's the 10th year. It's who's hosting it? Who are the sponsors of it? Are there sponsors, Chuck?
Yeah, the Anime Society students over at DCU, they're the ones who started it. A lot of these conventions start off as, a group of two or three kids who get together and start watching anime together, and then they grow to be as big as there's one in Seattle every year called SoccerCon, and there's one in Baltimore every year called OtaCon, and they have 25 to 40,000 people. When I started doing conventions maybe 15 years ago, there was maybe an anime convention every other weekend, or maybe, you know, 20 a year. And now there's about 10 every weekend all over the world. I've been to Sydney, Perth, they have them in South Africa, Iceland, all over the United States. So anime fans literally will go into a town like Seattle and take over the entire city for a weekend, and they do what's called cosplay. They dress up like their characters. It's similar to a Comic-Con, an event that they have in San Diego, or New York Comic-Con, or London Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's more a slightly narrow focus, in that it's just the anime and not just all the sort of geek culture and geekdom, as we call it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that big. They can take over a whole city for a weekend. Yeah,
yeah. And this one here, I think there's two or 3,000 people that come to it every year, and it's for family entertainment, it's inexpensive. Like, you can spend $5 for Erdicon and come in on Friday and check it out, or you can spend $35 for the whole weekend and come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we do panels. The actors who come in typically have panels that they do. So it's little workshops that we do as well. I do a sort of science workshop a couple of times throughout the weekend, where I talk about different sort of interesting and up-and-coming science topics. Some actors will give panels on filmmaking techniques, and then of course the sort of obligatory ones where the fans just get to ask you questions about the different specific anime that you've contributed voices to.
Yeah, I notice on the press release there's you can experience a Christmas wonderland with the addition of the Yule Ball. What's that about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't been briefed on that one, but I'm going to go find out. I'll be down there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's part of what... You can go all 3 days and never experience everything that happens at an anime convention. There's so many things going on.
It's going to be that big.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, you can also
shop.
They have
gaming. There's...
Sorry for cutting across you. I noticed you can also... You can shop. You can shop around as well and buy stuff at it. Isn't that right, yeah?
Have a vendor's room where local vendors have set up their shop, where they're selling their different sort of toys or games. Mm-hmm. And then there's usually an artist alley where local artists will set up shop and sell their drawings, their prints, or even crafters who sew things together or knit little dolls or hats, or it's a great place to pick up stuff for Christmas, that's for sure.
Yeah, I noticed too that the this year the guest of honor is voice actress Kathleen Glass.
Yeah, Caitlin Glass. She's a friend of mine. She's a lovely human being. She's been doing voices with me over in the States for 10 or 15 years. We've probably known each other. She's an amazing person. You should definitely, if you get a chance to talk to her this weekend, she's an amazing person too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The prices to get in, the charges to get in, for a weekend ticket is €35, and a day ticket is €5 for Friday, €25 for Saturday, and €20 for Sunday. And tickets can be purchased on the day also. How many, do you have any idea, Chuck, how many, what sort of numbers you can expect for the whole weekend to show up?
Yeah, I think Erticon is usually around 3,000 people that mm-hmm. come in, but they the way these things expand, they usually expand by 10 or 20% per year, so it could be up towards 4,000 this year, but It's definitely, if you want a weekend of fun and you want to see a bunch of people dressed up in really fascinating cosplay, as they call it, it's a riot.
Yeah. Okay.
Or as you'd say, it's great crack.
It's great crack. Yeah. You discovered what that means, did you, Chuck?
Yeah. It took me a minute, but I got it.
Okay. Just before I let you go, the animation industry in general. I'm just throwing this one out at you. I know you're probably
sure.
You're not maybe too involved in westernized animation, but how difficult would it be for people with ideas for animation stories to have them made into a series, a cartoon series these days? Is it impossible, or how would that work?
No, I've been working with a fellow out of Kentucky developing an anime called Prince Adventures. And if you, you know, it's the type of industry that, of course, it always takes money. It is pretty much all it ever comes down to. But mm-hmm. if you have money and an idea, you can, because the industry is so easy to tap. It's so easy to sell your idea to that once you have it made, the community sort of embraces it. That's one of the things I love about the anime conventions is that it's a whole little economy. If you have an idea that you love, that has anything to do with sort of geek culture, and you love it enough and share it with the community responds and will support you in it, and eventually you can make that your entire career. I've seen fans who started out as fans develop an idea, and then 5-7 years later, they end up as guests. You know, next to me at a convention in front of 20,000 people, and they just started with an idea that they loved, and they end up, you know, guesting at a convention and signing autographs just like me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the way to go. So that would the answer to that would be to go to the anime convention and make contacts with people and go on from there, basically.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, listen. You're over here for the weekend. I hope you enjoy it and. I hope it's a huge success. It's an indoor event, of course, so the weather won't make any difference to people showing up over the period of the few days. Sounds like a great bit of crack, as you said, so hopefully I'll be able to get along on one of the days and see what it's all about. Okay, Chuck, thanks very much
definitely.
For taking the call. Yeah, good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.